The Hawk Hunters, written and narrated by Pushpendra Singh. Prologue. The Hawk Hunters is an historical novel set in 18th century Punjab. The principal events occurred as described. Details have been envisioned. The events and terrain are also geographically accurate, and one could well follow these on a map of modern Haryana and Punjab. Towards the end of the 17th century, Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb unleashed a typhoon of terror in a bid to convert all of Hindustan to Islam. In the Punjab, Guru Gobind Singh, the 10th Guru of the Sikh faith, resolved to resist this onslaught on freedom of worship. He said, Chidi se main baaz ladaun, tabhe Gobind Singh naam kahaun. When I embolden the sparrow to hunt the hawk, then shall I be known as Gobind Singh. Thus he created the Khalsa, pure souls, a body of soldier saints who would protect the oppressed and aid the afflicted. Now, fast forward to December 1704. Chapter 1. Chamkaur, the Punjab. It was a night straight out of hell, black as a hangman's hood. Freezing raindrops stung Abdul's face like fire ants as he huddled on a small prominence. He cursed his luck for having drawn the witching hour roster as a lookout over the Sikh stronghold. Abdul's teeth chattered uncontrollably as he fought to keep alert. He had taken off his horse's blanket and wrapped himself with it, but the wind's icy talons pierced his very marrow, despite being in the lee of the hillock. His horse had its back to the wind, its tail tucked under its belly as it shivered in its sodden coat. Scenes from the past few weeks scrolled through Abdul's mind. The weeks since they had pursued the accursed Sikhs to Chamkaur and besieged the Haveli, or manor, on the hillock. This was where Gobind Singh, the Sikh Peer, Guru his Sikhs called him, had fortified himself after evacuating Anandpur. But the handful of Khalsas had rained arrows of death on the besieging Mughals, numbering tens of thousands. Once their arrows had run out, they had sent out squads of five to attack the Mughal force. A suicidal endeavor, but in spite of himself, he grudgingly admired their audacity. A thought sneaked into his consciousness. Wallah! They fight like jinns. He shuddered involuntarily at the images of heaped dead bodies that remained after fighting off each of the daring assaults. Then in turn, they had even sent out the two sons of Gobind Singh, young lads, barely teenaged. But even the youngsters had sold their lives dearly. Each boy must have accounted for at least a score of fighters, he mused. The Sikhs must be in desperate straits. Probably no more than a dozen now remain. Soon Gobind Singh would have to come out himself and embrace a warrior's death like his followers. The sound of metal on stone snapped him alert. He shifted his gaze towards the sound and cocked his head to one side as he tried vainly to penetrate the gloom. Lightning glimmered, and Abdul's eyes opened wide. A rush of adrenaline coursed through him as he glimpsed the Sikh guru with the jeweled aigret in his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?